All right, everybody, we are back, and that, of course, is Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster!
By the B-52s. And I told you about that calendar that we got from Hannah for Christmas. And basically, the story about the B-52s and why they're on this for the month of February is because the B-52s performed their first, performed live for the first time in Athens, Georgia, Valentine's Day, 1977.
Wow.
How about that?
Look at that.
Look at that.
How about that?
A long time ago.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside. Anyway, so look, this is the second hour of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Woo!
I hope if you were with us during the first hour that you were still with us. I hope you're along for the ride. If you are just joining us, let me go ahead and reintroduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. Yeah. She may or may not have a brain tumor. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie, does not have a brain tumor.
No.
To her right is Jack. Definitely no brain tumor. No.
Too smart.
Ty could have a brain tumor.
It could happen.
It could happen.
His hair is green.
Could just be for the kids. And my name is Mark. I was your host for the first hour. I will continue to be your host for the next hour. Till 8 o'clock anyway.
Hour.
Or 2 minutes till so that we can get in and watch the opening ceremonies.
Of the Olympics.
Yes.
Olympics. Mm.
What's your favorite Olympic sport?
Gymnastics. I mean,
but that's summer.
I know.
What about Winter Olympics?
I don't know, because the snowboarding.
Yeah, the snowboarding's cool. I'd like to try bobsledding. That looks like it's
That
awesome.
Looks like that would be a complete rush. Right. Have you ever seen him flip over there?
Yeah.
That's
like
bad news. That is bad news.
Have you ever seen that movie Cool Runnings? Good movie.
Good news.
Jamaican bobsled team.
I always like that long jump thing.
Whatever. Oh God, that's ridiculous.
That is like terrifying. You've got to have the biggest balls. I mean, can you imagine the first time you try that?
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
shitting your pants.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you want to be a long jumper, huh?
Okay.
Well, come on up here, son.
Try this.
Fly down this mountain and then jump half a mile.
Yeah, we're just going to push you.
I know. I would wipe out before I got to the end of the ramp.
Right.
Well, I mean,
you'd be the agony and defeat guy.
Yeah, right. It's just insane that they do. And they fly for like a mile.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Have you ever seen how they practice? They practice on it's not even snow.
Yeah, it's like a big water slide.
It's like rollers or something like that. And then they land in a pond.
Sometimes they have a pool.
Yeah, it's like, if you miss that.
Ugh.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Well, what if you fell on the rollers?
Yeah, right.
You lose a digit.
Caught between the rollers or something.
And you're still going. Yeah. Your finger's back there up the hill.
Gross.
Ugh.
I like all the skiing ones. I love the... what's the big one? The giant, whatever it is, where they start at the top of the mountain.
Giant slalom.
Well, no, it's like the downhill super G or whatever it is. I mean, they're going like 75, 80 miles an hour at some points on this thing.
Oof.
That's insane.
That is insane. Mm-hmm. Remember when you convinced our babysitter Ashley that you were an Olympic gold medalist in the luge?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I'm a loser.
You also convinced a girl that purple scissors were illegal. So, okay.
You're very convincing.
You know what it is, Hannah? Whenever you're trying to convince somebody of something, you just have to act like it is the absolute law.
Right.
It is the truth. You can't waver. You have to just go for it.
Yeah.
You can say anything to anybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
and if you believe it, they will believe it.
Yes.
You have to commit.
The luge.
I don't know. I'm such a loser.
Yeah. You are.
I like the slalom. What are the the slalom? I'm not so crazy about that. Looks too bumpy for me.
Just like trees.
No, isn't it? What are they called? The moguls. I don't like the moguls.
Yeah, that just looks
slalom,
like
slalom. I'm okay with.
Yeah, those moguls, it just looks like they're getting beat up.
When you're doing it like the slalom, doesn't it look like when you hit those gates, it hurts like hell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seems like they'd be wearing, like, you know, football uniforms or something.
Just whacking the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
Yeah. Everything hurts.
Can you imagine one of those things hitting your knuckles and you've got cold hands? That's it. I'm done.
One of those in the nuts.
Well, and I like the figure skating. The figure skating is incredible.
The figure skating that I like is the pairs.
Yes, the pairs. I like the pairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard this year because
not the apples.
The way the world is turning now, there's going to be there's a couple of teams that are two dudes.
Ooh,
what?
Nice,
wow!
You didn't hear about that?
No, and I think I'm calling bullshit.
I didn't get.
We're not that far advanced yet.
No,
we will be.
We will be.
We will be.
But no,
not yet. Not yet. All right. Let's see. Hey, do you remember last month?
No, I don't remember last month at all. It flew by.
It's a bit of a blur, man.
Let's go into the Wayback Machine. Try to remember last month. We're only 9 days into this.
If I have to.
Right. Okay. Whoa. So last month, the lottery jackpot got up to like $560 million. Okay. This woman in New Hampshire won it. All right.
Bitch.
Good for her.
Yeah. Great. Anytime one person wins it, that's fantastic, right? Now, here's the thing. She is now suing the New Hampshire Lottery Commission because she wants to be able to claim the prize anonymously.
What's her name?
Right.
I don't know her name, but I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Right.
Now, the Lottery Commission rules say that any ticket that you bring in to the commission to claim a prize, you have to not only put your name on it, but you have to have your address and I think your social security number, that kind of thing. Now, does that not seem like that is just for identification?
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Okay. Why do they then have to tell everybody who you are?
Because I've thought about this. Hmm. And it's because if they didn't, if they had privacy laws, then what would stop said lottery officials from saying someone won
who didn't.
Yeah, but here's
and
the
they
thing.
Just, you know, kept the money in the lottery or gave themselves raises.
What the commission is saying is that if she had not put her name on it, but put the name of a trust.
Right. That's the
in
problem.
There,
she
then
signed,
she would have been okay.
She has already signed the ticket. If she had waited and not endorsed the back of the ticket with her name, then she could have created the trust, and then that information would have been on the back of the ticket, hiding her identity.
I just don't know why the Lottery Commission has such a hard-on about getting that picture of you with the giant check, you know.
Because it makes them look good.
Well,
yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay, if I'm this girl and I lose this case, right, where I have to go and I have to have the picture, then I'm going to say, this is what I want. I want a bag over my head, and I want my name spelled backwards. Let them try to figure it
out. That wouldn't work for me.
Yeah, no, right. You're screwed.
No, it just seems like, come on, it's so ridiculous. Because here's the thing. I've heard a bunch of stories. Somebody said, well, why would she want to be anonymous about it? Well, I can think of about 1,000 reasons.
Right.
A lot of security reasons.
I got 3 of those reasons real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was several people who have won lotteries have had home invasions.
Yeah.
Somebody was run over by a car. That guy here, Shakespeare, was killed here in Florida.
He was murdered.
By some girl that he was letting manage his affairs.
Right.
And buried in cement in a backyard. You know.
Safety is the biggest
when
thing.
When you become a lottery winner, you become a target.
Right.
I mean, you're a target of kidnap. You know, they might not kidnap you, but they might kidnap somebody you know.
Right.
Ask for ransom.
Exactly. Right. Well, and I saw this afternoon, that she is losing $14,000 a day.
Oh, is she past the time?
In interest. If she had already collected the money and just was earning simple interest, where she took the $500 million and deposited it in, you know, $250,000 increments, which is the FDIC
right
cap, she could be earning $14,000 a day
okay
on that money.
Why don't they do this? Okay, the total prize was like $560 million, all right? You have a couple of options. If you go and you accept the $560 million, you get a certain payout over a certain, for like the rest of your life, that kind of
thing.
That
is an option.
So if that's the case, then you have to give your identity. But if you take the payout, which is like half.
Again.
Then you don't have to.
Again, what would keep the lottery commission honest? I mean, with the nature of people today, that's part of the reason the identity is important, is right, because they need to be able to verify. And a regular person like me,
right,
I need to be able to identify that, you know, that they're not using someone who passed away 10 years ago or something like that. What I don't understand is why she doesn't set in motion some sort of name change.
Yeah. Well, it says that she could have put it in a trust.
Right. No, but I'm saying since she's already signed the ticket.
Right.
Jack did a legal name change.
Right.
So do the paperwork. Her name is, you know, Mary Jo Smith.
Well, her attorney suggested, well, why don't we just white out her name and we'll just put in the name of a trust? And they said, no, because now you've already done it. Now you're tampering with it. So now it's no good.
But what I'm saying,
I think the lottery commission is just looking for a way out.
Well, that could be too. But
I mean, if I had to pay somebody $560 million.
There's got to be a way for her to cash in the ticket mm-hmm. with her like birth name and change her name.
Right.
Change her identity.
What would you do?
Put her in the witness protection program. I don't know.
I mean, at that point, it seems like I'm kind of screwed, but I don't think I'd go to court over it.
No, I'm not going to start wasting my money.
Yeah, just give me the damn money. I'll hire Liam Neeson to take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously, look, if you know, just like this kid,
mm-hmm.
What was he, 18 years old, that just won mm-hmm. that big-ass lottery? His attorney told him, he said, look, your life has just changed completely.
Forget the life you knew.
You need to hire security.
You need kidnap insurance.
Right. You need to disappear. Right.
So that's what this lady needs to do.
Yeah.
She just needs to come up with a plan, change your name, change her, you know.
I mean, now, right. You know, here it is.
And disappear.
You win this huge amount of money and you think, oh my God, I'm on Easy Street. And it comes with all these headaches.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? Hell yeah.
Yeah. $14,000 a day in interest?
Yeah.
I think I can figure it out.
I can handle it. Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't be paying lawyers to keep this battle going.
Just keep a low profile.
No. Yeah. Anyway.
That's get out of jail free money.
Yeah, right. That's Elon Musk. I can shoot anything into space money.
If somebody breaks into your house, just blow them away.
Right.
I'll pay for it. I don't care.
Let's see. What else do I have? Hey, you know the Oxford English Dictionary, right? You heard of that? You heard of dictionaries?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Right. Well, every year they put in a few new words. They add it. You know, I mean, we can't keep going with the old school words. So we add new stuff all the time. And they added five, not necessarily just words, but some of them are two word sort of phrases this year.
Ass hat.
No, that would be a good one, though.
Twat waffle.
No.
Cheeto. Grand Cheeto.
No, none of those.
Rocket Man.
No. You know what? I should have written these down alphabetically because that's the way you would see them in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Damn it. I didn't. I have the list here. I can make that. I'm pretty good at that.
No time.
You're flipping through Big Red.
Okay. So the first one, does anybody know what Aunt Flo is?
Yes.
Very familiar.
Okay. Yes. Our least favorite aunt that shows up once a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or anytime you go on vacation.
Right.
Or just before your birthday.
Does anybody know what a snowflake is?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is a snowflake, actually, other than the one that comes from the sky?
Kind of like a pansy.
Yes. A pansy. Okay. Yes. Is that like a millennial pansy?
Yeah. It can be, yeah.
It's a lemming.
Life's unfair.
Lemming. And get up, snowflake.
Yes.
Okay. Swag. Not swag, but swag.
Swag?
Apparently swag is something like if you've got a lot of confidence. Now, you've got swag. It's sort
you got
of
a lot of swag.
Slang.
For like swagger. Swagger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's on there. Hannah Claire, do you have any idea what mansplaining is?
Yes.
Yes.
You do? What's mansplaining?
It's.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank
Please
you.
Please do. Please Thank mansplain you. It.
On point.
Well, mansplaining, Hannah, is, listen, it's when I have to tell you something very simply because you're a girl.
Right.
Because you have Aunt Flo over.
Yes.
Does everybody know what me time is?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Love it.
What?
I wouldn't know what it is.
That's why you got a tumor.
What is it?
Too much me time. The last one is hangry.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an everyday occurrence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
Everybody
hangry.
Needs a Snickers bar because they get hangry.
Hangry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right. Now, look, what I want you guys to do is I want you to write each one of those words 20 times. Then I want you to write down the definition, and then I want you to use each one of those words in a sentence.
And then three things we hate about you?
And then okay. Three things you hate about
using
me.
Only those words.
Right. Using, yeah. Actually, how fun would it be if we had, okay, you got Aunt Flo, Snowflake, Swag, Mansplaining, Me Time, and Hangry. $20 to the first person that comes up with the best sentence that uses every single one of those words.
Why don't you just give Jack $20?
Yeah,
yeah, right.
In school, we had an assignment once where we had vocabulary words we had to use, and you created a short story using
yes.
all of those words.
Yeah. And
I shouldn't have thrown away the Mad Lib from the Netflix
I was
thing.
Very fortunate when I was a kid. And it used to be a pain in the ass when you were a kid, but when they would give us our spelling
words,
those words you had like 20 words. You had to look them up in the dictionary. You had to write down what the definition was. You had to write them a certain number of times.
You had to put them in alphabetical order.
Yeah, put them all in alphabetical order. Then you had to use them in a sentence.
In a sentence.
Yeah. Mr. Oaks has nice globes.
Yes. Yes. Right. The best.
That's the best way to learn.
The best vocabulary mm-hmm. sentence. Sentence ever.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Globes.
So, the Oxford English Dictionary, the new words ant flow, snowflake, swag, mansplaining, me time, and hangry.
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 Yes.
Yeah. Those are in the dictionary now.
Yes.
Let that sink in.
Right.
Yeah. Where have we gone?
Yeah, I don't know where we're going.
Yep.
What else? What else we have here? I guess we're done.
Oh, okay. Good night, folks.
Ty, you know who Quincy Jones is, right?
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, he's a legendary music mogul kind of guy.
He worked with Michael Jackson.
What hasn't he done in the music industry?
He did a lot of the music for Austin Powers.
Yeah. Well, the guy's like 83, 84. He was interviewed just the other day, and he comes out with all these revelations. One of which was he dated Ivanka Trump, the daughter.
Oh.
Dated her when she was in her 20s, right?
Quincy Jones?
Quincy Jones, right.
Quincy Jones?
Right. And he likes to throw around MF a lot. So, she's a bad MF-er.
Oh.
Well, he's Quincy Jones.
Then he comes out with this revelation that Marlon Brando, love that guy. That MF-er will F anything, right? Well, turns out, according to Quincy Jones, that Marlon Brando was having sex with Richard Pryor and Marvin Gaye.
Oh, wow.
What?
Is he taking the barbiturates? Because
Quincy Jones?
Did he go to dad's neurologist?
Exactly. Was he having some tremors?
Right. So, now, since this came out, Richard Pryor's widow, she's going to release Richard's diaries.
Oh.
Which she says...
Basically confirms
that Richard was actually bisexual. I never knew that. But Richard's daughter came on and said, that's just a crazy old MF-er. Yeah, we don't know what he's talking about.
Put down the barbiturates.
Right. The only flaming he ever did was that time he was on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Quincy Jones has come out with,
He needs to write a book.
Yeah, right.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
A tell-all.
That would be a lot more interesting than Fire and Fury, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That seemed like more like a Rick James kind of thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right. Good old Marlon Brando.
Wow.
That MF world. F anything. Yeah. I think he even said he'd F a mailbox. I think he said that. I'm not kidding. I think he said that.
Anyway. Nice. Interesting.
Yep. Hey, do we want to play Stump the Chump?
Yes, we can.
All right. Now, listen, before we do that, I need to take a break.
Yeah.
And I do need to ask staff, do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We do.
What would it be, my dear?
It is Olympics.
Olympics. Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. God forbid you call us at 727-498-0502, or you could tweet us, God damn it, at Marco Radio Show 1. Please do something. Help us out. We'll be right back.
Participate.
Help.
Hold it. Listen.
That's I Can't Get Next to You by The Temptations. And once again, that was referred to me by our great calendar from Rhino Records that Hannah gave us for Christmas. Basically, it did not say this on the calendar, because this just happened.
This just
unfortunately, the lead singer, Dennis Edwards, of the Temptations, died last Thursday, February 1st, at the age of 74.
Yes. So, it'll be on next year's calendar.
It'll be on next year's calendar. How sad, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I love that song. That's fantastic.
Fun song.
Can't get next to you.
Very fun.
Ah.
We should have left your mic on. That would have been great. little karaoke for the listening pleasure of our audience.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of somebody I love musically, and I think we all do except for Hannah, Betty Fox, one of our local heroes, is going to be playing her Blue Valentine Jubilee at Hideaway Cafe next Wednesday, the 14th, which is Valentine's Day, by the way. And whose birthday? Hannah Claire's. Show's going to start at 7:30. We thought it might be fun to go see that, but Hannah doesn't like Benny. What?
Not that she doesn't.
I'm not a fan of bits.
Yeah. How are you not a fan?
I'm going to give Betty your phone number. She's going to talk to you, girl.
Can't get next to me, though.
All right, so that's my news about Betty. Now, before the break, we said we were going to play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
All right. The theme is going to be the Olympics.
Olympics.
All right, does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yes.
Everybody ready?
Let's do it.
When was the last time that tug of war was an official Olympic sport? Tie.
In the 50s?
No.
Never.
Damn it.
1400 A.D.
No. Here, would you like the choices?
Yes.
Okay, good. The choices are 1920, 1936.
That one.
1952 or 1900.
36.
No.
20.
Yes.
Nice. Damn. Now, can you imagine that? Now, how did that go? So you've got an American team against the Russian team.
Well, I'm sure.
And they're pulling the rope over a pit of alligators.
No.
Over a pit of fire.
But I have a feeling that, you know, it was an elimination type event.
Right.
So, you know, they had preliminaries, and how long does that last?
So,
I mean, back in the tug of war, it couldn't last forever.
Yeah, so it's like we're going to tune into the tug of war competition, and you watch it for a couple minutes, and then we'll be back, and then like a half hour later, they still are.
Mm-hmm.
The ribbon is still in the middle of the pit.
Pretty sure it wasn't on TV.
The alligators
back then
are asleep.
Maybe it was on the radio, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So now they're listening to the broadcast of...
Absolutely.
Oh, but they've scooched to the left.
So if you're young back then and somebody says, so what do you do? Well, I'm an Olympic puller.
Yeah. Tugger.
Tugger. I'm an Olympic tugger.
Okay,
tug this, buddy.
me and my guys, we do a lot of tugging.
We do a lot of tugging.
Where were the first modern Olympics held? Mark.
Rome.
No.
Why would Greece. They be in Rome?
I don't know.
Not modern. Right.
Your choices are.
It's not even a Roman thing.
London, Paris, Rome, which we know is wrong, or Athens.
Athens.
Oh, it's Greece.
It's Greece.
I said that.
You said Greece. It's Athens. It's Greece. So, Mark.
I said Athens.
You said Greece.
But I said Athens after.
I just gave it to you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Mark. The Greeks, the Romans are all the same.
Mark has one. Hannah has one. What tragic event almost ruined the 1972 Olympics? Mark.
The hijacking.
Yeah.
The torch went out.
No. It was
Munich.
Munich, right. Wasn't it a Munich?
Cool movie.
Yeah. It was the actually murders. There was murders.
Athletes were taken hostage.
But some of them were murdered.
Well, wasn't it like a soccer team? Something like that?
No, that was the plane crash.
Right. Yeah, that was the plane crash.
All right, so Mark has two, Hannah has one, Ty is not yet on the board. Michael Phelps holds the current record as of 2012.
Bong Togan. What?
Biggest ears.
No. For the most gold medals at a single Olympic game. What
Stoned.
Sport? Ty.
Swimming.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
And Ty is on the board.
Who didn't know?
Well, you didn't get it, did you?
Well, because I thought you were going to say, who was the second most, you know, medal? I was going to be like, Mark Spitz.
That asshole guy.
Lundy.
The one that looks like Grandpa Ron.
Yeah, right. Where were the 2008 Olympic Summer Games held? Ty.
China.
Where in China?
Pyongyang.
No.
No, that's Korea.
Shit.
Sochi.
No, that's Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It was China.
Banghai. Banghai.
Banghai.
No. You were closer with Banghai.
Shanghai.
No.
Beijing.
Yes.
Beijing. Oh.
I thought that was so obvious that no one was saying it. Then it had to be wrong.
So did you get a point? There
you go.
What? No. I got a point. What was the motto of the Beijing Games? Was it...
Quit your bitching.
Was it inspire a generation, dare to dream, the celebration of the century, or one world, one dream?
Dare to dream.
No.
That wasn't even one of the ones.
One world, one century.
Well, don't you combine two and you're half correct.
One world, one dream.
Yes. Good job. Mark has three.
It was China, so it was probably like, win or don't come home.
No. One world, one dream, one child. Forget it.
One child. One wall.
Mark has three. Hannah has one. Ty has one. Jack has one. Dad could win it here.
Which country,
as of 2010... has the most Olympic gold medals? Is it USA?
USA.
And it is USA.
USA. USA.
You suck ass.
I'm not going to do it.
What?
I'm just going to play my little
play
thing.
It. You won.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You won.
No.
He can't even do it. He's more turd than men.
Yeah. He can't play it. What's wrong? Have you forgotten how?
No, I do. I know what it is. It's silly.
What do you mean it's silly?
No, it's okay.
What happened?
God, do you need some barbiturates?
Is this our first sore winner? What?
Yes, sore winner.
Did somebody make you cry?
No. What I should have done...
Man up, Snowflake.
I should have gone and peed, and I didn't. And now I'm worried.
You wet yourself.
No.
Now you're
worried. It could happen.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to get back out of the studio.
No, until it's over.
Until it's over. You are blocked in, mister.
I mean, you could run out and we'll just have dead air until you get back.
No.
No, we'll just talk about you.
That's fine. Now, listen. Here's something that I heard a couple weeks ago, but I don't know if you guys heard it.
Okay.
Do you guys know who David Joyner is?
No.
I know the name, but I don't know why.
Okay. Well, he was the tall fella that was inside Barney.
Oh, okay.
The purple dinosaur for all those years.
Sexually.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you hear the rest of the story, it could be.
Oh, God. A little bit.
Well,
oh, no. Was he a fuzzy? Or a furry?
I wish they were called fuzzies.
I'm sure
now.
Parts of him were fuzzy. But what do you suppose he's doing now? This David Joyner.
Time?
Jail.
Yeah.
No? Mm-hmm. Nope. He's a tantric sex therapist.
Mm. he still wears the costume.
No. Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Well, nope. That's...
He was Barney for 10 years from 1991 to 2001. Dave Joyner has reinvented himself as a hands-on guru. Ooh. His female clients, whom he calls goddesses, pay $350 for 3 hours of chakra balancing and tantric massage that he says can result in mind-blowing orgasms. Go, Barney. Go, Barney. Go, Barney. Right?
Who knew?
Right. Dave sees his new career as a natural progression from his work as Barney.
Really?
What?
Did he work with children first?
Did he
perfect his techniques?
He's doing his thing on the Barney set. And the whole time he's in that suit, he's thinking, when this gig is done, I'm going to have sex with a whole lot of women.
And they're going to pay me.
And they're
going to
pay me $350 for 3 hours.
Wow.
He says the energy I brought up in the costume is based on the foundation of Tantra. Huh. He says he loves it.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
Okay.
That's what Barney's doing these days.
Wow.
He's a love man.
Barney the love man.
All right, so let's talk about Trump's parade.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have to?
Well, I think it's necessary. There are a lot of people talking about it. Look, we talked about this on the show, and I'm thinking it was like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Because I thought in the beginning that it was supposed to be like a big 4th of July blowout sort of parade. All right. Even back then, I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. In fact, I think I said that, look, when you are the superpower in the world, okay, you don't have to show anybody that you're the superpower in the world until it's time to show them.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's the way it works.
Which might mean that we're not.
All these other countries that do have these massive military parades, they're just trying to show you how big their thing is.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't have to do that. We know we're the best. We know we're the biggest. Let's not.
Are we though?
Okay. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, and Ty's right. I mean, is that
how much of that is just, you know,
fluff.
False confidence?
No, it's true. It's true.
We got Trump scared.
No, Trump is not scared. Trump just has this, Napoleon complex or Hitler complex, where he thinks he needs to join ranks with like Kim Jong-un and Putin and have these ridiculous parades to try to, you know, boost his ego. Look at my toys.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, which is crap. Which is crap, because as a former military person, I can tell you that parades suck.
Yeah,
absolutely suck. I've been a participant in a number of parades, small scale parades, and not only does it take a couple weeks to prepare for it, to practice, it just sucks. It absolutely sucks. In today's look, military people don't have the time to be dealing with this massive scale of a parade that he wants, okay? There are other things that you need to take into consideration. I don't know where he's planning on having this thing. I heard one time that he wants to have it right down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. First of all, Washington, D.C. has some of the worst traffic in the world.
Right.
Okay? To put on a parade of this magnitude is going to tie up the entire Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I mean, everybody will be at a standstill just so he can have his parade.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's what he wants, though.
Well, another thing that you have to consider is he's all about let's rebuild the infrastructure and all that kind of thing. Okay. Let's start sending large machines, tanks, and all these things that are carrying all this heavy equipment up Pennsylvania Avenue. Do you have any idea what the road's going to look like after that? It's going to look like a gravel road.
Well, and,
truly.
And getting it.
Who's going to pay for it?
Getting it across the bridges.
Yes.
Well, the bridges.
Right. Those bridges are a couple hundred years old.
Right.
You know.
And also.
And the thing is, you're going to have to do a parade of that magnitude. There's a lot of military in that area, but not enough for the parade he's asking for.
Right.
So now you're going to have to fly in military members from all over the country.
Yeah, that have to
man this thing.
Stop doing.
And you can't
their
just
job.
Show up the day of the parade. You've got to be here for a couple of weeks to do the training, to do the practices for this parade.
He's making a very easy target.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
You know, do we really want to broadcast to the world, look, come blow up all of our tanks.
Does it surprise you that he wants to do that?
No.
Doesn't surprise me in the least. No, he's like such an egomaniac that this is just something that's going to make him like... Do you have any idea the hard-on this guy's going to have standing in his viewer's box as his toys march down the street?
Roll down the street.
I will be so disappointed in America if this actually goes on.
Yes.
I will be so disappointed if finally somebody doesn't tell him to sit down and shut up.
And I have yet to hear anyone speak in support.
No, I've not heard anybody that goes, what a great idea.
Yeah, we should do that.
When
we
military
really
members are
them.
So against it, that means right away, don't mess with it.
Military members, members of Congress, right. members of Senate, everyone says,
go sit in a corner and cry and tweet about how unfair this is.
Right. You can't have your own way.
But shut up.
But our military has a job to do, and their job is
not to parade up and down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Exactly. Exactly. Ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Well, there's a bunch of, I read a ridiculous article. These people say that they're gonna protest. They're gonna pull like a Tiananmen Square sort of thing, where they're gonna lay down in front of the tanks.
I wouldn't advise it.
They're saying we've already got 50 people signed up.
Oh, good.
50 dead protesters on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Unbelievable.
I think
if there's going to be a parade,
right.
a large scale parade. Mm-hmm. It should be a veterans parade.
Yes. Well, how about this? How about we take all the money it's going to take to put on this parade and make damn sure that everybody coming home from Afghanistan, overseas, that are half blown up, that for the rest of their lives, they get taken care of.
Right.
How about we do that?
How about that?
Instead of having this... parade.
This parade of military might.
Right. How about we use that money to take care of veterans that have never been taken care of?
Exactly.
How about we take care of the veterans that are homeless?
Right.
You know. No, let's have a parade.
Yeah, let's march.
Let's
these
spend
guys.
$1 billion to have a parade.
Yeah. No.
Stupid.
No. No. We have way too Stupid. Many way Stupid. Too many veterans. Yeah. In need of those dollars and in need of services,
right.
to spend money, waste money, mm-hmm. Parading our military down the street.
Right.
And I mean, I read, you know, the government shutdown is going to happen again.
Again. Yeah.
So we're planning a parade and going to spend all that money on it, but we can't even get our government
right.
open?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
We
are you
can't.
Serious?
And
this
we're,
isn't playtime.
And we're
yeah,
billions,
what are we doing?
We're so far in debt.
Is he not focusing on the issues at hand because he's so into, let's have a parade?
Yeah, we need to show off. No, we definitely should not be spending the money.
I would love it if he actually did pull this parade off and nobody showed up.
Right? I was kind of thinking that, too.
Nobody showed up. Yeah. Just him and his reviewing stand his wife that won't even hold his hand.
Right?
Yeah.
She's just standing behind him shaking her head like, you dumbass.
I'd want that for him, but I'd feel bad for the military members.
I would, too. That's what they want to do on a weekend?
Yeah. Exactly.
They don't work hard enough?
And not only that, but if people didn't show up, that would be just
huge
horrible
slap in the face.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'd want Donald Trump to be... affected by that, but you know,
not the current military,
right? Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's if his purpose is to show his military might,
he's such a jackass, he wouldn't even be in the review stand, he would be in a tank.
Right.
He'd be like
Santa Claus.
Right.
Coming
he'd be
down
in the hatch
Dave
of a tank,
parade.
You know, saluting the crowd.
Right. No, but I think, you know, as far as our active duty military and our veterans, absolutely, 4th of July parades, they should be included where they can be honored and acknowledged, mm-hmm. but not one big massive show of, you know, tanks rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right. Absolutely.
That's so communistic.
That money could be spent so much more wisely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
More
yes.
beneficially.
Yes. Yeah. To the military.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of showing the world how many guns you have and how many tanks you have, show the world how you're taking care of your veterans.
Yes.
How about
and
that?
Your people.
Right.
In general.
Yep.
Oh, God, you get me started.
Hey, here's another scary thought.
Oh, no.
Let's see. We've all heard how bad opioid addiction is here in this country.
Okay. Does that include barbiturates?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah. America's opioid epidemic is on track to claim 1 million lives by 2020.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Cool.
That's a lot of people dying of drug overdoses. Mm-hmm. Every day, more than 175 Americans die from drug overdoses. That's the equivalent of a 737 crashing and killing all the passengers on board every single day.
Well, what I saw...
Ty, don't you shrug like that? You what? Heartless bastard. What?
What?
Let them eat Tide Pods.
These are opioid-addicted people.
What blew me away the other day.
Listen, no, Ty, go ahead. Steph, you say what you're going to say, and then I'm going to give your son what for.
I blame, obviously, the pharmaceutical
yes,
industry.
Absolutely.
But I saw a story the other day mm-hmm. that they've come out with, like, a shot for that ow, helps with, like, the detox, like an anti- venom, I don't know right. what it's called anyway, where you know
some
because it stops the addiction pheromones or whatever, so you no longer
have the need
bond
for
to
speed
the receptors.
Right okay. exactly, but the shot that the pharmaceutical industry has created
costs
$7,000 a shot.
I see.
Nice. And in my mind,
they still got to make their money.
In my mind, those shots should be free.
I just had an idea.
And they need to eat
this is
whatever
the, this
it
is
really
the parade
costs
that Trump
them.
Should have. If he wants to have a big ass parade, let's parade all the people in the pharmaceutical industry down Pennsylvania Avenue, and they could carry banners that say, "We are the people killing America."
Yes, and
one addiction at a time.
It could be like Game of Thrones. Shame,
shame,
yeah.
shame.
They throw tomatoes right. and rotten vegetables at them. Oh, that's awesome! I love that idea.
Yeah,
make can them we
walk
shave all
barefooted
their hair?
In the middle of the winter.
Right.
Broken glass.
Broken
and shit.
People throwing rocks at them. Making them take pills.
Yes. We should make them take the pills as right. they walk down the street. But no, that just blew me away. Right. Oh, yes. We've come up with this antidote, but it's $7,000 a shot. I'm sorry. You created this problem. You're fixing it.
Well,
I don't care what it costs.
When mom was taking the chemo, it was $17,000 every time she got a treatment.
Right.
Every time she sat in that chair, $17,000.
Wow.
Yep. Thank God for insurance. You know, they're crooks as well.
Yeah. Right.
But at least they covered that. I'm not paying it.
Right.
But yeah, no, the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see what we have here. Movies and entertainment very quickly. I was going to talk about sharks. If you're looking to come down here to Florida, Volusia County is the county to stay away from. They got more shark bites than anywhere else in the world in 2017. So Volusia County beaches, that's New Smyrna, that's Daytona. Don't go there.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a job now for the Florida
Tourism Board. Yeah, there goes that opportunity.
You should come over here to St. Pete.
Right.
Yeah, come on over here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tampa Bay Times recommend these movies for the weekend. The first one they recommend is Shape of Water. Number two is Call Me By Your Name. Three is still I, Tonya. Give it a break. Number four is The Greatest Showman. And number five is Lady Bird that we still want to see.
Yes.
Steph said we can't get it on Netflix yet. It's not out.
What
but that's going to be the one we want to see.
Black Panther?
Black Panther's not on the list.
The I, Tonya does look funny.
I, Tonya does. It's supposed to be good. Peter Rabbit is an animated movie that looks like it's supposed to be funny. 50 Shades of Freed.
Awful.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Terrible. Those are the movies that are out. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
I heard that Black Panther movie was great. Yeah. I'm surprised it's not on the list.
I want to see that so bad.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
We need to wrap up, actually.
All right, let me give you these quotes then. I get these quotes every week from The Week magazine that I love so much. Thank you, Dad. And the first one says, common sense and sense of humor are the same thing. Excuse me. And that came from this gentleman named Clive James. Common sense and sense of humor are the same thing. Not so sure about that.
They're similar.
Similar, I guess. They're senses. the next one says, all of us have to learn how to invent ourselves, make them up, imagine them. If we don't, our lives get made up for us by other people. Hmm. That came from this chick named Ursula K. Le Guin.
Go Ursula.
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 Yeah. The next one says, it ain't what they call you, it's what you answer to. That came from W.C. Fields.
Nice. Yeah.
This one says, don't tell your problems to people. 80% don't care, and the other 20% are glad you have them.
Yeah. Okay, that is definite words of wisdom for Facebook, Twitter, social media of all kinds.
Well, that came from football legend Lou Holtz. He was a great coach in his day. And then, Stephanie, right before the show, you gave me one that came from a new Twitter follower by the name of Barry P. Carter. And he gave us this quote. It says, opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Now, the person that provided that quote is Thomas Edison.
Yes. And
thank
that's
you,
on
Barry P. Carter.
That's on Barry's website.
On his website. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. How about that?
How about that?
Catch me outside.
All right.
All right. So where are we, honey?
We've got a wrap.
All right. So, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
How's your tumor? Yeah.
Huh?
How's your tumor?
I can't even hear. I don't know.
Okay.
See? It hurts.
It's affecting your ears already. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
My birthday's coming.
Yes, it is. Wednesday. Next week. Woo! Valentine's Day. Woo! Stephanie, do you have anything you want to add?
Happy birthday, Hannah. Woo! Early.
Well, we'll do that next week. Mm-hmm. Jack, how about you?
Nope.
Ty?
Nope.
I don't have anything other than I should have peed during the last break. Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are glad to come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What?
.com.
That's it. And we look forward to chatting at you again next week. It looks like it's going to be a nice weekend here in Florida. I hope it's nice where you are as well. Get outside and enjoy the weather. And we'll talk to you next week.
Woo.
Love you.
Let That's it.